he were to cut in. But his fidelity to what he believed, speaking of the Pope, but his fidelity to what he believes people need to hear remained adamant and unwavering. Now this is Billy Graham. He'll go down in history as the greatest of our modern popes, says the Reverend Billy Graham. He's been one of the strong consciences of the whole Christian world. Now, is the Pope of Rome the conscience of the Christian world? I hope not. But Billy Graham, the most prominent leader of the Baptist Church that used to identify the Pope of Rome as the Antichrist of Bible prophecy, says that he is. Now, I have some other articles, similar vein. I want to skip through those just because of time. When the Pope began his journeys around the world, and by the way, in the closing part of this presentation that we're doing called The Hour of Adventism's Visitation, we're going to look a little bit at some passages in the Great Controversy that point forward to the time when the Marian apparitions would be sweeping the world. And because of the messages of Mary, because this current Pope believes in the messages of Mary, and because this current Pope has ordered his papacy, his time to serve as Pope, according to how he believes Mary has told him to do so, after he was, after the assassination attempt took place, that is when he realized that he was supposed to be the man that took the throne of the world. And because he believed that, based on Mary, that is when he started traveling the world. That is when and why. He did it for a specific purpose. And we'll look at the support for that. But as he has went out, this is from 1996, this article is talking about the Pope going to war. And in it, it's just one of the many places where the war that he is waging is a war to protect Catholicism from Protestant religion and capitalistic ideas. Now, in this article, it's talking about the in 1995 when he came to the United States, that he decries the state of the world. But this one here is sometimes the most alarming. This is when he was in Denver. And you have to imagine this, and you have to have a clear understanding of who the papacy is to get the full impact of this, I believe. It says, Pope John Paul II shook his fist in the air as he deplored the violence in America.